VentureCast.
And now, it's time for Bedtime with Bill Belichick. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick reads a bedtime story to little Susie. This week's episode, The Three Little Pigs.
Once upon a time, there were these three little pigs. Don't really know how they all got to know each other, but for some reason one day, they decided to build houses.
My daddy said that they did that so they could avoid the housing bubble of 2008.
I'm not really sure about that, but what I am sure of is that 2008 was a great season for our team because we focused on Cincinnati. The first pig built his house out of straw because he was environmental. He was one of those green people. So one day he's on social media complaining about fantasy football when there's a knock at the door, and he looks at his iPhone and he wonders, this isn't my DoorDash delivery driver with my vegan Taco Bell. All of a sudden, this wolf starts shouting to be let in. And the pig yells back, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
My daddy says maybe he should use DollarShaveClub.com.
That would be a good idea, but we're not sponsored, little Susie. So after being told off, the wolf decides to huff and puff and blow the guy's house down.
My daddy says that maybe he had asthma.
Well, there is that possibility, but I haven't seen your daddy being interviewed by Anderson Cooper on CNN 5 minutes after somebody dies from an asthma attack. Then the first pig runs to his friend's house, the second little pig, who's built his house out of sticks. And not out of the vinyl collection from Dennis DeYoung.
My daddy says he likes that song, Come Sail Away.
Well, suit yourself. I prefer Mr. Roboto. The second little pig is in his house made out of sticks, and he's looking at videos on YouTube about the Messiah, when all of a sudden the first little pig beats on the door and says, hey man, let me in, there's a wolf in this area. So the pig lets him in and they start hanging out, talking about what just happened, when what do you know, the wolf shows up again. And he tries the whole thing of let me in, and the pigs both say, not by the hair on our chinny chin chins. And the wolf gets mad again and he blows the house down, so they gotta run to the third pig's house. The third little pig is in his brick house, sitting on his couch, smoking some of that New England purple kush and watching YouTube videos on his big screen TV set. He's watching a redux of Fast and the Furious when all of a sudden the other two pigs start knocking on the door and he opens up and they say what happened. And he says to him, why didn't you fools get a Ring Video doorbell? If you had a Ring Video doorbell, not sponsored by the way, none of this would have happened.
My daddy loves his Ring Video doorbell. He says it really helps out when he gets a package from Amazon.com.
That's great, sweetheart, but not for nothing. We're not sponsored, so you can't keep mentioning sponsorships. So the third pig tells the guys they should get a Ring Video doorbell. And right in the middle of his sentence, who comes knocking? That's right, the big bad wolf. And the third little pig doesn't take it lying down. So he opens up the door, and he says to him, hey man, if you come around here again, I'm gonna call the police and have you arrested for stalking. And then that puts the wolf in his place. And then he runs off, turns himself into the police, and then he got arrested for a third-degree felony. So then the three little pigs celebrated by doing their own Super Bowl-style victory dance as if they just scored a touchdown.
My daddy thinks that their dances are much better than when Mac Jones scores a touchdown.
Maybe that's why we're 1-4. Good night.
This has been Bedtime with Bill Belichick. You see, this is what happens when the blind man completely ad-libs a bit. Ugh.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on ElectricCast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
ElectricCast. ElectricCast.